Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ein Zayin. As we continue our travels through Parakol HaZvachim, again this week's shiurim is sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich in memory of Milton Ehrenreich, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. Okay, says the Gemara, we are in the middle, top line of Ein Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara is talking about a case that we quoted from Maseches Nazir, where Reb Shimon has a shita that if a person is not sure whether he was a Nazir who became Tamei or not, or whether he was a Vade Mitzorah or a Savi Mitzorah, we're going to focus on that element. So he has to bring the Karbanos just in case. He has to bring his Karban Asham, and he has to bring his oil, his log of oil that goes along with the Karban Asham. And the oil is sprinkled on himself, and that way he becomes Tahar. The question is, though, we're making Tanayim here, exactly, if I was a Mitzorah, Vadai, Mukhlat, so then this should be the Halacha. And if not, this should be the Halacha. So Gemara is going through, we're trying to cover all of our bases. And you do all seven bahonos, and we do kmitza, and we add in a little bit of oil, so it's not missing anything, and we burn it on the mizbeach, and we have to figure out how to burn it, and you burn it l'shem eitzim, all the different details that was discussed on yesterday's daf. So today the Gemara first continues that discussion, that there's still a problem with the oil that one is bringing, because what do we say? You do kmitza on the oil, which we'll get to how to do that soon, Bezrat Hashem, and the leftovers is sprinkled on the mitzorah. Says the Gemara now, third word, Ayin Zayinam Aleph, v'ha'ika shirayim, deboi milinhu, v'ikahach perta delo kamitzi lavei. We said yesterday, because you did a little kibitza, so then the amount is lacking a little bit, because really only Shemen of Nedava needs kemitza, but a shemen, if it was a real mitzvah, does not need kemitza, and you need to sprinkle from the oil of the log, and if you take some out, so then some of it's lacking. And if some of it's not only if some of it, so we added on, because some of it was lacking. But now you have mixed in there a little bit of oil that did not have kemitza done from it. And don't you need kemitza done from all the oil if it really is a nedava? If it's oil of a nedava, so there's some igahach pertas, a little bit of that you didn't do kemitza from. That's a problem. That's going to ruin the whole mixture because you have some oil that no kemitza was done from. So the Gemara says, deparikle, no problem. You are poded that little amount of oil onto money, and then the rest of it is chulin. So you don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara says, okay, there's something to talk about each line, but let's just finish the discussion. Where are we? The Park Leheicha. So where is this redeeming take place? You're gonna switch it out to money, so therefore you don't have kadosh oil in the mixture, which did not have kibitza done from it. So igavoi, if you're inside, if you're poded inside in the azara, come ayal chulun azara. It's a problem, because now you are creating a situation where you have chulin in the azara. Iavroi, if you're doing it outside, if selebiotse. So when you take it out, when it's still kadosh, it's nifsal, because it's outside the azara, it's nifsalbiotse. So the Gemara answers, La'olam gavai. Really, it's inside, but still, there is no Isser of Chulin Bazar. Why? V'chulin memela havyin. Chulin happens memela. Meaning, it's not that you are bringing in Chulin Bazara. When you brought it in, it was kadosh. It's memela. Once you're poded, it happens to become Chulin. But that is not included in the Isser, right? So the focus of this line is that the Isser of Chulin Bazara requires a Maisa. A Maisa Hava'a to the Azara. But if you don't have it, if it's just the mitzius of having chulin in the Hazara, so then one is not going to get the Avera of chulin bazar. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Okay, let's talk about each of the lines. So Gemara said before that the little bit of wine, the original question, was that the little bit of oil is going to ruin it for everything else, because it didn't have kemitza done for it. Thank you. Says the, ask the Achronim, but why don't we say, as we said a couple of days ago, what about bittel? Tiny little bit of oil. That you can't say bittel. It's not chatich harulis kabed. It's not a davar chashuv. It's not a davar shvet minyan. A little bit of oil. So why don't you say bittel works? So two answers given in the Achronim. Either some say based on a Gemara in Beitza, where Beitza, I think the Flamed Ches says that there's only bittel by Yisurim, not by Mamon. Hektish isn't stam iser. Hektish is mamono shel hektish. It's not just a piece of treif that you could have bittel, but it is mamono shel hektish. So the Gemara says in Beitza that mamon doesn't have a din bittel. Right? If I steal something of yours, if I steal money of yours, and I put it in my wallet, or if I put it in a mixture of mine, all of a sudden we say, mavutal, I don't owe you anything anymore. Bittel barov. You don't say bittel when it comes to mamonis. You only say bittel when it comes to isurim. So truma, it's a good question, but truma you might say it's the isur shebo that becomes mavutal, and that's why exactly you have to give back to the kohen. Let's say you have truma that got mixed up with 100 chulin, so it's not meduma, it's mutter, but you still have to pay back the kohen. Because you're stealing from him. It's exactly fits in with what we're saying. So here too, some achronim say that there's no bittel here because hektish is not batel. You're right, there's an isra element, but there's also the mamonis element. Number one. Number two, says the Ola Shlomo, that it is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Hektish could be nifta, as we say in the answer in the Gemara. So the Gemara might have known that earlier. And that's why bittul didn't take place. So the Gemara just wanted to come to the conclusion that you are going to be, poded. He says, don't tell me, the Ola Shlomo says, ein lomar dakati midrabanan boi shishim. Maybe the rice is batel and the midrabanan is only shishim. No, it's not midrabanan lakula. And don't tell me also lacharchilo la'arif and mixas. He says, no. It should be, the only reason is hektash avashesh matirin, ish matirin beptia, and therefore, it is not going to be batel. Okay, that is point number one on the line of kemitza needs to be done, and it is going to have something to be done to it. So we say the parak, it's redeemed. So asks Rashi, we have to go to Tosfos for this. Ask Rashi, how do you redeem this? You added this oil in order to create the amount of the log, in order to take from it to sprinkle on this poor guy who's a mitzora, who doesn't know if he was really a mitzora or not, he's just trying to do the right thing. So you were makdish it, and then we're saying then you're going to be poda it? How are you poda it? It was niskadish beklisharis already. You can only be poda something like an animal that becomes a problem with it. But how can you be poda it? So Rashi and Dibur Maskul Deparikle asked this kasha. Va'omer, im einu mitzora halug nedava, harimasha husafti, shalol litzorech, mechulo alhamos halalu. And here's Rashi. How could you do this? Dekli shareis emakachim ela midas. Kli shareis only sanctifies midas with full knowledge and intent by the one who put it into the kli shareis. Vizeh lo nasno lotoch halog al manashit yiktashenu halog im einu mitzora. He basically put it into the kli al tanai. So therefore, klisharis is only makadesh if you have full das too, for it to be surely kadosh. But if you have das al tanai that you're not sure, so it's a hektish al tanai. And therefore, it's not going to be kadosh unless it was supposed to be used for the mitzora. But if not, so then it will not have become kadosh. That's Rashi based on the principle of ein kiddush ela ladas. Achronim say that maybe you have in mind is only kachay betek abayis, not kachay aguf. You have to be makadish it somehow, but maybe you only have kachay betek abayis kavana, and in that way you'll be able to depot it. Tosfos has a little different pshat. Tosfos, when he quotes at the top line, it's interesting. The Tosfos here, the tzon kachim, boy, it's that. It really should be two different Tosfos. Look at the bottom line of the previous amud. The Son Kachim says, see all the asterisk on the last line with the Os Tezvav, that should be a new Dibur Hamaskel. A totally separate idea. Parachlei, Tema, Vakadosh Kedushas Aguf, Delogavi Klisharis, Kabir Perkamad Menachas. So how you poded it, says Tosfos, now second line, Vyishlomar to Klisharis Ein Makachin El Malayan, Delomitztaref Lehis Kadesh, Hai Purta, Im Haacher Shekfarnis Kadesh. Klisharis is only Makadesh, it's full content. If part of what is in the Kli Shareis was already sanctified, so then what's put in afterwards does not achieve Kedusha. It's a big chiddush. Why should that be? But that's what he says. He said that's why, because the lug originally had Kedusha, you took a little bit of it out in order to do the hazaz, and now you're going to add in a little more, I'm sorry, in order to do the kemitza, and now you're going to add in a little more, so that extra part is not going to be fully kadosh, because it's not derech malei. Kedusha is chalan, maybe this is one of the sources, kos malei, so you have kos malei for a bracha, a koshal bracha. Okay, that is on the line to park. If you had a blood in a kli shareis and it spilled out, you're allowed to pick it up. Right? Asafo. Nishbach ala ritz of asafo, the Mishnah said earlier, that is kosher.
But even if you needed to go back to the animal's
you had to go back to the animal, so it could be that that wasn't his kaddish originally at all. Oh, you're saying is it better to go to the floor or go back to the animal, we said. But you're saying you could go back to the animal, so how could that achieve kedusha? How could it achieve kedusha? Right, so you have to, I don't know, let that arm, you have to chazer that case. We have to chazer that case to know maybe did the original blood have full hakdasha? Or why do you need to go back to get more? Maybe you only need to go back to get more if you didn't get enough originally. If you got enough originally, maybe you wouldn't need to go back as long as you have royal hazaya. You have to check that out. But you're right, you have to fit that Gemara in, that Mishnah in earlier to what Tosa says here. Okay, one final point related to this, and that is what the Gemara say. Where do you do this pidyon? Do you do it inside? Do you do it inside the azara? That it's the Isra of Chulam Bazara. If you do it outside, that it's the Isra of Yotze. Asks the Achronim. We said yesterday that Tosfos Shita was. Tosfos said it in Dibur Maschul Log that the Isra of Chulam Bazara is only when you do an avoda in the azara. That was Shita's Tosfos, not just bringing Chulin Bazara. That's why Tosfos said, maybe it's Chulin Bazara, and he's not a Mitzora, and you're doing an Avodah, because you're sprinkling seven times, because I get Pesach HaMoed. That's what Tosfos said, the Yirmas Cholog. So here, what's the problem? You're not doing any Avodah. It's just you change this, and it might be Chulin, because you oppose to it, so why exactly, what's the problem? So again, the Olas Toda, Olas Shlomo comes and saves us, says the Olas Shlomo, because still, it's the leftover oil that you're going to eat. And Achil is also considered an Avodah. You're right, Tosfos is not bothered. You have to add into some of the kavanas of Tosfos. It's not just the second that you're poded and it changes into chulin, then it's going to be a problem of chulin bazara. No, because Tosfos Ashita is that you have to do an avoda in the azara with chulin for it to be a problem. So says the Ola Shlomo, hechi davin avoda, shemizem memenu al parochas. That's what we said yesterday. V'yein l'tareis, da'avach nosas chulin bazara mutter, aval hacha, right, so that's what he said, it's the eating that's a problem. And he says, you want to say sometimes on Yantif, by other kabbanis, you can eat some chulin in order to become satiated so that I can eat other kabbanis ala sova. It's a question whether only carbon pesach is ala sova or other kabbanos, but even so, there the chulin is litzarech of the carbon. But here, it's tam the oil, it's not litzarech of any carbon. That the chulin element inside, so that's why it would be an isser of chulin bazar. But it would be the achila. And one final point, again, there's a lot on these couple of lines. One final point, the achronim say, you think it's a problem of chulin bazar. What are you doing? But you're just being podeh. You're being podeh the oil. But what happens? You're worried that it's going to change it to chulin. Why isn't that a problem? We touched on this yesterday. Of davar she'eno miskaven. Ask the dam zvachim. Where is this? Ask the dam zvachim. Hachnasa shel chulin lazar he davar she'eno miskaven. Because you only have kavana to be poda. You don't have in mind for the isra of hachnasa lazara. And even if you want to say it's psik resha, you don't have to say psik resha is vada going to happen, but there are many achronim that say psik resha be'isr d'rabbanan is mutter. Psik resha be'isr, why is it esr d'rabbanan here? Either because midaraisa bittel should work, or even if not, it's such a small amount, he assumes that it would be an esr d'rabbanan anyway. Either isr achnasa l'achulun l'azar below akravaso enu elabi d'rabbanan, b'filu, meaning without that teretz of the Ola Shlomo, maybe the only isr of bringing it in and not doing an avodah is d'rabbanan, and even if not, maybe it's batel. So therefore, maybe you should say, what's the problem here? If it's psik resha b'drabbanan. So first of all, you can answer that's not totally agreed upon. There are some achronim that say that psik resha b'drabbanan is also, you need a double drabbanan, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Only a double drabbanan is going to be okay. Who says this, by the way, before we get to his answer? This is the discussion of the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin in Siman Samach Dalid discusses psik resha b'drabbanan. Sakin atah, which comes up a lot. Psik resha b'isra d'rabbanan. If that's going to be mutter, it's going to be a big salahakel. The Trumas Hadeshin has a case where you have a knife. In the olden days, where you keep your knives? Let's say you had a knife. You didn't have drawers, like a regular cabinet with drawers. So where do you keep knives that the children wouldn't get hurt? Do you know what they used to do? They used to stick it in the wall. Stick it in the wall, and then they're not going to come to use it. Or stick it in a barrel. Stick it somewhere so that they're not just lying around. So am I allowed to take a knife out of the wall on Shabbos? I stuck in it before Shabbos. I want a knife there to cut something. A knife is a mutter kli. So am I allowed to take it out of the wall? That's the case of the Truma Sedeshin, 500 years ago. Sakan atachu bekosil shel eitz, mivod yom. You have a knife that's stuck in the wall from Friday. O besafsal, or in a bench. O bedaf she'ena mechubarim, or in a board. Sharei lahotzi asakan b'shabas alo. Are you allowed to be motzi the sakan? What's the problem? The problem is, when I take it out, I might make a tiny drop bigger hole. And that's bone. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Kufbeis, Habona Kalshu is Chayef. The Gemara says, what's Kalshu? Make a tiny little hole. That's enough of Bona. So are you allowed to take that knife out? You're only trying to take the knife out. You're not trying to make the hole. Ay, Psikresha. Yireh, says the Truma Sedeshin, Dehecha Daktakahu Bakosel Shehu Mechubar. If you stuck it in the wall that's connected to the ground where there's binyan, real binyan of the oraisa you're worried about, then you have to be worried. Make sure that's not bahabona. Hakodeach kol shehu chayiv. You drill a little bit, you're going to be chayiv. Chayiv mishum kodem shehu smali anekev. V'im kein vosa sakin hecha detakua ksas b'chozek. It's stuck in there. Kimat psik reishahu. Shlo yosef anekev. Vavli kodeach kol shehu. But then he says, Nuchalomar, afilip sikresha ushari, de beisr derabanan, yish lachalik be miskavin gover lipsikresha. If it's not a wall, but it's a barrel, and we paskin like beis hello that says, ain binyan bekalim de oraisa. On the oraisa level, as though isra binyan bekalim by items that are not mechubar. So then maybe you should say this is a sikresha, this is derabanan, which is mutter. It goes back and forth whether you hold to that lamaskana or not. But this is a discussion. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss this in Simon Shin Yud Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Am I sakin to kol me'erev Shabbos b'chavis muter lo tziyolach niso shere inu miskavin lahosif." You don't have kavanah to be mosif. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the issue here is psikrei shabbisat rabbanan. Mr. Berurah sums it up and says, "Le'inyan ikar adin es kimu hamagen avram belali rabba v'hagrover ki reiger psikrei shasar afil b'visal rabbanan." So we pass on the chumra anyway. Psik reisha b'sid rabbanan is going to be in the chumra. Mikol makom hacha mitzadim magen avram ba'agra to be dina a coastal shari. Maybe you thought of psik reisha here because it might not happen. That's why you might have certain kulas. Lamaisa we pass in the psik reisha by a double drabbanan might be mutter. Rabbi Ribiyat comes up with the case. What's a psik reisha by a double drabbanan? So we say that you're not allowed to squeeze a grape on Shabbos. Grapes are olives, for sure, daraisa. Other fruit are durabanan, and maybe daraisa if it's very normal to do a bizmanazeh. It's a big machlokas, whether anything changes bizmanazeh. But grapes and olives are for sure. Let's say I want to cut a grape for a child. So many times you cut a grape for a child that is, the juice is going to come out. The juice is going to come out of that. So is that, I have kavana to cut the grape. I don't have kavana to squeeze out the juice. Psegresha. That's a psegresha based on daraisa. What about cuttings? That's why maybe one is not allowed to do it unless you do it on a napkin, he says, where the juice automatically gets absorbed. Or, the other answer is to do it very slowly, because it's not a psegresha, that juice is going to come out. But if I do it quickly, I karate chop the grape, so juice is going to come out. So that could be a problem. So he says, maybe if you cut an orange. Cutting an orange, because squeezing oranges on Shabbos is probably innocent of Rabbanan, of Mefarik. And if I cut it, so that's a psikresha, by a double Rabbanan, because it's not the normal way of squeezing grapes. And grapes itself, I'm sorry, not the normal way of squeezing oranges, by cutting them. And oranges themselves are innocent of Rabbanan. So that's a psikresha, by a double Rabbanan is going to be mutter. That's what the case of Rabbi Ribiyat says. But the other poskim say, you have to be worried, because it's not a psikresha. I guess it's a discussion in Metzias. But anyway, getting back to our discussion, asks the Dam Zvachim, is in our case a case of psikresha with Rabbanan, and at least according to those Shitos that say it's mutter, so what's the whole issue here? So he says, no, based on the Gemara in Bechoris. The Gemara in Bechoris says that if you have Nevela that got mixed up in Shchuta, a piece of nevela got mixed up in shchutas, then that whole mixture, if I touch a piece of it, it's not metamimi. Because the nevela, the tumas nevela, is batal barov. But if I carry the entire mixture, the Gemara says, I'm going to be tamim mishum tumas nevela, because it's definitely in there. So here too, it's inside. Even though you want to say, the only amount is, I closed the wrong sefer. It's only a little bit and it's batel, but that's only applies if you take a little bit of it. But if you have the whole thing that is in the azara, it could still be a problem. Okay, that's his suggestion. You might say, what is he even talking about bringing it in? But that's his suggestion. Okay, we go weiter now. Says the Gemara, Beha. So we came up, we figured out exactly how Reb Shimon does this. He says it's al tnai, it's an asham, it's of a mitzvah, it's a nedava, shalmi nedava. But says the Gemara, one second. There's a whole problem, it's another problem. V'yama Rabbi Shimon, Amos Adven Shemin. We have another source later on that says, Rabbi Shimon says, you're not allowed to be no Dave oil. You can't be Misadiv oil. So you want to say the whole thing changes into a Shemin Shal Nadava? He doesn't hold that there could be such a concept. Answer, Tikune Gavra Shaini. In order to help somebody out, here, this Mitzorah will never be able to eat Karbanis. This Mitzorah will have to stay in this state forever. So therefore, even though usually he can't be Misadiv Shemin, in this case, he would be able to. Ask Tosis, if Reb Shimon holds a Misadiv Shemin, so then how could you get out of that just because of Tikune Gavra? If it's an Issa Daraisa, ask Tosis in the little Tosis Tikune Gavra, Tema, Ido Raisa Kamer Reb Shimon, in Misadiv Shemin, Hechi Shari Mishim Tikune Gavra. How can you just matter it? Okay, we feel bad for him, but what can you do? You can't solve every halachic problem just because you want to. The old kiva de mesadeh chulin gemurim ave. Since you can't be mesadeh, that is totally chulis. What's the whole possibility here? So says the Mikdash David, no, he thinks that eim sadeh shevim doesn't mean it's usser. It just means there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, but it has the status. He's maybe arguing on that second day of a second line of Tosis. But there's no mitzvah, but one is allowed to. One is allowed to. There's no isser. And therefore, if you say there's no isser, but there's no mitzvahs in the middle, so then you can have the status. The status is recognized in halacha. Okay. That's the Mikdash Shabbos in Yud Aleph Beis. We continue. Yosef Rav Rechumei, Kamei Deravina, V'yosef Kamei Rav Rav Huna by Tachlifa. So Rav Rechumei said in the name of Rav Huna, V'neima, well, I have a better way. So you want to say that this Asham changes into a Asham Nedava, V'neima Asham Zeh Yehei Asham Talui. Why don't you say the Asham could be an Asham Talui? What do you mean? There is a Machlokas in Maseches Krisus on Daf Chav Hei. Whether we know a Chatas and an Asham can't be given voluntarily. I can't be no Dave a Chatas. Only if there's an Avera. Same thing with an Asham. You can't give an Asham Shel Nedava. There's a Machlokas. What about an Asham Talui? Asham Talui, if you remember, is always brought when I did a Safek Avera. I'm not sure if I did an Avera or not. Right, maybe. So I have to bring Asham Talui to protect me from Yisurin until I find out one way or another. If I find out I for sure did the Aveira, I have to bring a Chatas, even though I bring an Asham Talui. And if I find out I did it, then I'm finished. Nothing to do. So, can one be Misnadev in Asham Talui? Because you know what? We all have Safek Aveiras. So could one bring Misnadev in Asham Talui? That's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Whether what we hold. So, says the Gemara, why don't we say that this one, maybe he should... Why don't we say that in this case, Reb Shimon should say, L'shem Hashem Talui. So, the Shema Amina, you know what you see from the fact that that's not suggested? Shema Amina, Manda Tana, Depali Galei, De Rabbi Elezer, Reb Shimon, he, Damar. So, what do you say? You see from here that, who argues on Rabbi Elezer, who says that you could bring an Hashem Talui? Reb Shimon, he, Damar, Amos, Adon Hashem Talui. Must be Reb Shimon, she, then Reb Shimon does not hold. He holds it like the other Tana that says you can't be beside Adon Hashem Talui. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amar Lei, he says, back to him, after Rav Rechumi said this, do you think this is a proof that you can't bring an Asham Tali? No, no, no. It's different animals. Amar Lei, Torah, Torah! Imri Bedichri Michlevilacha. He's calling, he says, Torah, he says, where's your Torah gone? He says, you've got mixed up with rams and lambs. Imri Bedichri. Asham Tali's got to be a male. Asham, and the Asham Mitzorah is not. So, I don't know what the Havamina was. So that's what's the answer? It's difficult. What was the Havamina? What was Rav Rechumi thinking? But, he says this is not a Raya that he argues with him because it's just different animals. What do we paskin? If you look in the Rambam, I'm sorry, Yoredea Chelag Aleph. If you look in the Rambam, Nechos Meisa Karbanas, in Yud Dalet Ches, the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Eliezer. One is not allowed to bring an Asham Talui every day. That says not his lashon. Misnadiv Adam Asham Talui b'chol yom. So the Rambam in Perak Yudalad of Hilchos Maaser Karbanas says Misnadiv Adam v'noder ola v'shlamim v'chol min sheyirtza mechameshes mini menachas haba menader b'nedava. You want to bring a nedava? You got an ola, shlamim, or mincha. Umisadevo noder mincha mi minchas nesachim levada. You can bring wine. Umisadevo noder yayin b'fnei atzmo. O shemen bifnei atzmo. O lavona bifnei atzmo. Frankincense. O eitzim lamaracha. You can be beside of wood. You have a great tree you cut down, right? You can be makdish this, right? Shnayim misadve onodim carbon echad olo shlamim. Right? What can they do? So all of these, you can bring all the rules about what you're allowed to be misnadev and what you're not. But says the Rambam, chatas va'asham einan ba'in ela al chait. The einan ba'in b'neder b'nedava. Chatas and asham are not allowed. Ha'omer harei chatas o asham, o sha'amar harei zu chatas o asham, lo amar klum. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. You cannot create that with a chait. We had a couple of weeks ago a beautiful mikdash David who said that maybe you cannot create a chatas and an asham, but something could get the status of a chatas and an asham emela. Even if a person, to remember exactly what the case was, even if a person can't be makdashit. Somebody who's mechui v'chatas and an asham, and he says, harizu l'chatas, harizu l'ola, then verv kayomen. But again, the Rambam says clearly that you cannot. He does not leave room for being no Dave and Asham Tali. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, though, in Yaradeya, Simin, Hey, Sif, Aleph, what is this doing in Yaradeya? What is Kachim doing in Yaradeya? Hashochet l'shem Kachim, Bezman Hazeh. That's the Simin Hey. Hashochet l'shem Kachim shemisnadvim, v'nodim kamosam, afilu hibalas mum, shchitasu psula. Because that's possible. If I shecht an animal today, l'shem shlamim, the animal is pasul. Kishochet kachim b'chutz. Wow. Zekishochet shochet l'shem kachim she'ena boi b'neder b'nedava shchitas okshera. But if I shechet l'shem chatas today, what I did was meaningless. So if it's meaningless, so it works out better for me, b'zman hazeh. Works out better for me. Ketzad hashochet l'shem ol l'shem tod l'shem pesach shchitas apsula. Hov ha-pesach yachel ha-frisha b'chol shal she'yirtze. Domer l'nidev n'idev. Shochet l'shem chatas l'shem asham vadai. L'shem Hashem Talui, L'shem B'chol L'shem Ma'is L'shem Tamura, Shchitas Okshera. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. Hashem Talui is like the others. You can't be Misnadev. V'im No Dash Avra Aver Shchayv Allah Chatas O Hashem. What if I know that I did a? I was B'chol Shabbos B'shogeg. What if I know I'm Chayv? And then I do it. V'omer Zula Chatas Zula Hashemi Psoa. Still possible. So, but even if you think you're Chayv, because it's Kachem Bachutz. But then the Rama says Yesh Poslim B'Hashem Talui B'chol Inyan. Mishum de svira lehu de bab neder munedava. The yesh lahachmir. Yesh lahachmir. Better than that. Maybe machmir don't do it in the first place. But yesh lahachmir, if this is done, machlokas machabin the Ramah. The Ramah is choshis for the Rishonim that hold like a Belazar. Besides, Asher Tali Kol Yom. You might think, oh, it's only Yoredeya. There is Yoredeya Simen Hey. Simen Hey, Sif Aleph, in Yoredeya, beginning of Hashchita. But it does come up on Maisa also. There's a question. It depends. Look in your sitter. Next time you open it up, there by Ezel Makoman, some Sidurim have a Hiratzon after every Mishnah. Hiratzon, Kilo Grafti Shlomim. Hiratzon, by saying this Kilo. So, do you have the Hiratzon, Kilo Grafti Asham in there? The Tur and the Beis Yosef discuss whether these Chatas you can't have, because no Chatas are Dava. But some say you can have an Asham, because I'm inside of Asham Tali Kol Yom. Right, that's the, and I, what do you mean, but you say the whole Mishnah of Asham. So maybe this reflects on the category, the way it's a important discussion about Asham Tali. One final point, we have what to do. That is mentioned yesterday, but we'll talk about it today. You do kmitza on the oil, right? You have to do kmitza on the oil. How do you do kmitza on the oil? How do you do kmitza on oil? So there's three possibilities. Either you got to stick your hand in and do the best you can. Get oil under three fingers, which is pretty dover nozel. So how do you have it? So that's why the Tosas Yantif in Meseches Menachos, Tosas Yantif in Menachos, I'll give you the source, Perek Yud Beis, end of Yud Beis, he says you do it, you get a kli, which is the size of kmitza. And then you take that amount out. You're not going to put it in your hands. Says vada to the kmitza b'pas yado keder kmitza zamincha I efshar elishem mafresh b'kli shir komets shukishnei zesim. Okay, that's the Tosas Yantif says this. The Mikdash David and other achronim aren't so convinced because there's a gemara that says you're not allowed to be modeid exactly because remember the komets depends on the size of the hand of the kohen. No, it's not an exact size. So excuse me, other achronim the mashmos of the gemara is Tosas and Menachos and others say no, it's. Oh, you have to do it with your hands. That's the question. Oh, maybe you congeal the oil. If you get the oil a little congealed, so then it's a little easier. It's not a dover nozel. Either way, it's interesting, not 100% clear in the poskim exactly what is done. It has to be done, but what is done exactly, not exactly clear. Okay, says the Mishnah. Evari chatas and arva bevari ola. Next case of mixtures. You have chatas and ola limbs that are mixed together. So what do you do? Right, olas are burned. And some of the chatas limbs, which include basar, have to be eaten. So what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yitin Lamala, what can you do? Can't eat it. So you put it up on the Mizbeach. V'roa ani es p'sar achadas milamala kilu in eitzin. Like we had yesterday, that you have kavana that the basar that's being burned is not really basar. You're not really burning basar. That's this is daraisa. You're burning it as wood, as if it's just firewood for the Mizbeach. That works. V'chachamim omrim no. V'chachamim say no. You can't do that. If you have good basar here, you got to wait a day. To ubar tsura, son. Let their tsura become passed over, meaning by tomorrow the basar is going to be no sir anyway. So to ubar tsura, son. V'yetzel beis ha'sreifa, and then the whole thing has to be burned outside the beis ha'mikdash. Don't think it's going to be possible. So then, that is a better choice. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that he says that you could burn it on top? Omar krav el mizbeach lo yalo l'reach nichoach. To the mizbeach, you cannot put something up l'reach nichoach. L'reach nichoach yet tamala. You can't put it up if it's l'reach nichoach. Aval tamala l'shem eitzim. But l'shem eitzim, it's not a problem. V'rabbanan mi et rachmana osam. In that pasuk, the Rabbanan are, there's a word that it's an exclusionary word. Osam. The pasuk is talking about specifically dvash and saor. Honey and yeast cannot be hukrav on the mizbeach. Separate is the daraisa. So, osam hu de'i atamala, aval atamala shem eitzim. The honey and the saor have that exclusion by them and that heter that you can put it l'shem eitzim. Aval midiach rini lo, but nothing else. That word osam is excluding everything else. It's only referring to saor and dvash. V'Rabbi Eliezer, osam hu de ribay lecha. No, you know what? Osam, there's a limit. You're right. There's something unique about saor and dvash. What is it? The following halacha. De ribay lecha kevesh kemizbeach. That once the saor and the dvash are on the ramp, then you can bring them up to the mizbeach. That's what is included and is different about saor and dvash. Avamidi achrini lo. Everything else? No, only the top of the mizbeach. The kevesh is not enough. We'll get back to this Beth Hashem in a week or two. V'rabbanan, tatish ma'am, another one. Say, no, you learn both. Both uniquenesses, but it is still open to teach me that it could be l'shem eitzim. Period. It's a big discussion of the Isra of Hakrav HaSar and Vash. If you never saw it before, I recommend the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Yud Zayin. Talks about Sar and Vash. Why is there an Isra of Sar and Vash in Mizbeach? He says, I know I said I'm giving a reason for everything, but this one is really tough. He says, but what can I do? I have to do something because I wrote this for my teenage son to learn with his friends, to realize that Torah isn't just, you know, illogical. So I'll give you some suggestions, but don't hold me to them. That's what he says by this Isra of Sar and Vash. It's like out of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, this one is so hard. Right, but he says by Paradum also. But then he gives a couple of suggestions that Sar symbolizes, Dvash symbolizes all the sweetness of life, you can't have Tainugim all your whole life, and the Sar also symbolizes raising yourself up. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara next. Masnisin Deloki Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana. What? The following Brisa has a different formulation of the Machlokas. Our Mishnah had what? You have the Ivarim of the Ola and the Chadas that got mixed in. That's a Machlokas. Says the this price, so a little different. Titania. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechleku Rabbi Lezer v'chachabim. Ali bari chata sh'nesar v'bei bari ola sh'yik revu. No! The case of Rabbi Mishnah is not a machlokas. Everybody agrees those would be sacrificed. Meaning you could treat them as eitzim. Beruvei avinir b'shalo yik revu. And everybody agrees that if they get mixed up in animals that are asr l'gabi ha'mizbeach, ruvei avinir b'shalo yik revu. There was terrible aveiras done with an animal. Shalo yikru. That's for sure no good. Alma nechleku. The only machlokas is alivari ola temima shenisarvu beivari balas mum. If you have karbanis ivarim of an ola, then some are from an ola tamim and some are from an ola bal mum. That's the machlokas. Sherebi Eliezer Omer Yikrevu. In that case, Rebbe Eliezer says you could sacrifice them, even though there's an Isra being makrav balmum. Veroani es besar ba'alas mum lamala ki'ilu hein eitzim. And I see the besar of the balmum as if it's eitzim. Rebbe Eliezer says, v'chamom imo yikrevu. No, you can't. So that's the machlokas. They ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Rebbe Eliezer, maishta rovei v'nirba delo chazi, balas b'mnami lo chazi. Rebbe Eliezer agrees that if it get mixed up with rovei and nirba, you can't view those as eitzim. That's an isser to be makriv. So to balas mum, it's also to be makriv. So why does he allow balas mum and not rovei and nirba? Amar avhuna, what type of baal mum are we talking about? A low-level baal mum. You're right, regular baalei mumin cannot be hukrav. It's just like Ravea Nirba. But if it's Dokin Sheba Ayin, a little mum in the eye, so that is a not, that is not, that is a low-level mum, and therefore, if you get mixed up in those Bali mum, you can be makrav of those. V'yalibad Rabbi Akiva, to Amarim Allah lo Yerdu, and like Rabbi Akiva, who says, if the animal, an animal with Dokin Shaba'ayin went up on the Mizbech, lo yeredu. So that's what he's going like. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Eimer, Damar Rabbi Akiva, di'i avad. L'chadchilo mi amar. Even Rabbi Akiva only says that it has Kedusha once it's on top of the Mizbeach. This Dokin Shaba'ayin animal. But it doesn't say you can be makrivit. And Rabbi Eliezer is using this shita as l'chadchilo. You can be makrivit on the Mizbeach. So Amar of Papa, Hachmei Skinner, go to Ola, Gabi Mizbeach, Kevesh. You're right, it already went up. You're right. The case where Rabbi Eliezer said that you can be makrivit l'shem eitzim is only if it already went up on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, Yachi, I feel the beinayu. That if it's true that it's already on the Mizbeach, so you don't even need it to get mixed up. I feel the beinayu. Even in, by itself, Rabbi Akiva holds Dokin Shabbayin goes up. So when he asks me mixed up, l'shem eitzim, even if it's not mixed up. So we have to come up with a different reason for Rabbi Eliezer. Why is he machalik? Right, according to this Bryce's version of the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if an animal is mixed up with a rovena nearby, you cannot be makrovit kimo eitzim, but ba'mum you can. So just for a minute, Dokin Shaba'ayin, you remember, is a famous mum. Famous mum. That's the mum of Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa put the Dokin Shaba'ayin into the animal was given by the Rabbanan, Gittin Dafnu Nevavim and Aleph, and they didn't know what to do. With the Don Avimumo, the Dude Lavimumahu, because we say it is a mum, but if they don't say, the Goyim don't even really hold it's a mum, so they didn't know what to do. They said, maybe we should be makrovit, and as a Chayyab Kula said, no, people will say Bali Mum and Akrova Goyim Mizbeach. Maybe we should kill Bar Kamsa, and they said, no, people will think you're Chayyab Misa if you bring a Bali Mum to the Mizbeach. So what they do? They were a makrovit, and Bar Kamsa went back, and obviously the rest is Jewish history. But the Gemara ends off by saying it was the Anava of Rav Zacharya ben Avkulis that caused the Churban Bayis. So we discussed in the past whether the Gemara is complimenting him or insulting him. The Anava, but why Anava? That we didn't focus on. Why? What did it mean the Anava? It should be his statement. An v'sanuso. So I'm going to mention this now, and again, I'm in the Parsha here tonight because this is Parsha. How could I not? So the Gra. The Maariv Chayis says something very similar in the back, right there on the Gemara Nunvav, but the Gra right here. The Gra says, on the Pasuk, Lo Sa'ane Al Rav. Lo Sa'ane Al Rav, Lo Sa'ane Al Rav. Says the Gra, why is it Anava? So he says, because Zachariah ben Avkulis didn't think he was the Gadol Hadar. He was just saying his own opinion. He didn't want the Rabbanan to be kafuf to him. So he said his opinion right away. Even though the halach is a din emamanis, that by nefashis maschilim in atzad, you always start from the lowest rabbi by din nefashis. Because why? Because if the gadol hador says his opinion, I'm going to argue. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So I can't. So the gadol hador has to pass in last. But Rav Chaim ben Akulis didn't think he was the gadol hador, so that's why he spoke first. But once he spoke, nobody else can say a word because he was the gadol hador. So because of his anava. That led, right, if he would have had more self-recognition of himself, so then he would have realized he's the Gadol Hador, he would have seen everybody else argued with him. So maybe he would have said, okay, I'm outvoted. But here, because of his Anava, he spoke first. And if he spoke first, Lotan al-Rav, that's the Makar, for this halacha, Maskilman al-Sad, and that's why he caused the Churban Bayis. That's the Gra, but Brother Shem, we'll get back to that again in the Parsha Shir tonight. Doesn't mean you don't have to come. Please feel free to come anyway. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, we need another svar for Rabbi Eliezer. So, at what time of Rabbi Eliezer? Mi eit rachmana. It's a special din. Special limud by Baal Mum. Mi eit rachmana. Mum bum. There's a mum in them. Hu delo yiratsu. Hai de tarobas yiratsu. If the animal is ba'en, if he's alone, that's when you cannot be makar of the mum. The balas mum, but if it's through tarobes, yeratsu, special limud by mum. Verabbanan, mum bum hu delo yeratsu, ha'avar mum yeratsu. They have a different drasha. Mum bum means while it has the mum, then you can't be makrivit, but if the mum passes by, if it was a mum over, then you can give it. Meaning, don't think that a mum over causes dichui. That's the chiddush according to the Rabbanan. V'Rabbi Eliezer, mim bum bahem. I hold that too, but I have two words. Verabbanan, babahem lo darshi. Fine. Says the Gemara now, Ihachi, if it's true that this is the basis for Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that you're allowed to be makar of a ba'alas mum that got mixed in, so, roe harachmana achshere. What does he have to tell the Rabbanan? Oh, it's as if you're being makar of wood. No, it's not. It's mutter. You don't have to say, you don't have to be makriv it el shem etzim. It's a special pasuk that it's mutter to be makriv ba'alas mum b'tarobes. So the Gemara says, you're right, l'divrayim ka'amar lehu. His own cheat, he didn't have to say this. He's just saying this, l'divrei rabbanan. L'didi rachmanachshrei. According to me, I can be makriv it because the Torah, my drasha says that the Torah says it's kosher. But at least, according to you, admit to me that you can be makrovit because it should be like wood. So it's like in the case of the case that we agree in, according to this version of the machlokas, we agree in the case of chatas and ash, and all of it got mixed up. Don't you agree you could do it l'shem etzim? So the rabbanan say no. Hacha mi'isi, hasam lo mi'isi. It's a big difference. A balas mum is different than a wrong carbon. A raw carbon, at least, is a carbon that should go on the Mizbeach. A balas mum is disgusting to bring as a carbon, and therefore, we think it's worse. Fine. Says the next Mishnah. So this Mishnah, we had part of it already. Avarim, we discussed Avodah Zarah a couple of days ago. Avarim, be'avarim, bali mumin. Let's say you mix to get avarim, get mixed in. You have limbs of different animals. Some are bali mumin, some are not. So, Reb Elazar omer, im karbo shechad mehem yikarbo kol harashin. Kriyim shall echad mehem yikarbo kol kriyim. Reb Elazar said, as long as one of them was sacrificed already, burned, you could assume that was the Isser, and everything else could be sacrificed. No problem. Even if, all of them were already karav, except for one, you cannot give the next one, lebeis hasreifa. The Sfas Emes notes here, without going into the reason why, he says that it must be that you also don't recognize the animal that the head came from that was already sacrificed. Because if you recognize the animal, remember we discussed last week when this came up, that the only time you'll be able to say this, assume that that was Usser, is only if the Isser is not in the world anymore. Not just if it's separated. If it was Parash, you can't say, oh, that's the Isser. No, it's only if it's not here anymore, and there's no question to ask, is this Usser or Mutter? Because it's not here. So if the rest of the animal is here, so then you can't say that. So it has to be a case where you don't recognize which animal this head came from. That's the Sfas Emes' Ha'ara. Okay, so if it's even Makrif Kulam, the Rabbanan say, you have to burn all of them. That is the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Lazar says the Gemara, as we had before, Lo Hesh Rabbi Lazar Elo Shnayim Shnayim Avol Echad Echad Lo. Rabbi Lazar only allowed two and two. If two of them were Hukrav, not one and one. Why? Rashi said, because since you could say one of them was Fishor Mutter, so you could assume the other one was Fishor Mutter as well earlier, but when you look at everything, at the ones that are left here, you could say that the Isser was already sacrificed. And you remember the beautiful stipler that we had last week, the Svar for Rashi is like Ikva Hetera. Like we have by Asham Talui, Ikva Isura, you have Ikva Hetera, said the stipler, I think it's in Memches, in the end of Zachim. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rev Yirmiyo, V'chamim Omrim, Afilu Karvu Kulin Chos Me'echan Me'han, Yetzi Lebeis HaSreifa. Right, so you see from there, one, says Kulin Kit Me'echan Me'han. So I'm Lorab Yirmiyo, but Tachlifa, no, Azbra Lecha, my Echad Zug Echad. Right, echad means one. Whenever it says one and two in the Mishnah, it's talking about in pairs and not outside of pairs. There is a question, just to leave you with a question, on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach says, the only Isser to be makriv baal mum is l'shem karbon. The Rambam's Lashon, Isurei Mizbeach Aleph Dalid, the Rambam says, ha-shochet baal mum l'shem karbon loke. Shari nemer b'baalei mumin lo sakrivu eile l'ashem. U'mipi ha-shmua lamdu shizu azhara l'shochet. Right? But Davka says l'shem karbon. So the Achronim asks, what about l'shem etzim? Sounds like that wouldn't be a problem. So according to the Rambam, why can't you be makriv baal mum l'shem etzim? That's a question the Brisker Rav asks. He deals with it in Temura Daf Zayin, if you want to look it up. But that's a question that we'll leave it as a question. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich in memory of Milton Ehrenreich, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. We thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, Parsha Shir is tonight, and the Shir on Shechita is up already. It's Shechita Part 2, but it's really a topic that stands on its own. We discussed various important aspects of the Maisa Shechita, comparing it to Chulin, the Chulu, so feel free, it's up on OU.org. Parsha Shir tonight on OU.org, and we continue here with the Daf Yomi on ProjectSinai.org.